United Nations aid workers are happy that refugees are returning to Afghanistan. More than 350,000 of them have gone back since early March. That pace is much faster than the UN had expected when it reestablished an aid program for them last month. Many are heading to Kabul in search of jobs and housing. That's putting some strain on resources, but the UN High Commissioner for Refugees says it also is a vote of confidence in the region's future. Melita Sunic has been helping to resettle returning Afghans.
These are not just people who are poor and who need to be fed. These are people who are motivated to work, who come with their skills. It's human resources flooding back into Kabul, and it also builds up confidence among the population in Afghanistan.
Well, they have the skills, but are there opportunities once they get there? I mean, there are teachers going back, but are there schools for them to teach in?
Well, you know, there has been the famous donors conference in Tokyo where a lot of countries came up with proposals, came out with promises, and I think it's time for these countries also to deliver. There were a lot of projects, rehabilitation, reconstruction of Afghanistan has to speed up, definitely.
Is there enough housing and water in Kabul to accommodate all these returning refugees?
Definitely not, but these people feel they don't want to wait until everything is ready because then they might never be able to return. This is a poor country. They feel they want to go themselves. So by coming back, they invest into the new country. They don't come without belongings. Some of them have truckloads full of belongings. So this is also an asset to the country. It shouldn't be seen as a burden.
Do they feel safe in returning? I mean, there's a lot of disorder right now with gangs and warlords and rival groups.
Well, safety is a relative term for these people who have experienced 20, 23 years of war and unsafety. So most of them say the crucial region for them is Kabul. They feel if Kabul is safe, then they can deal with the unsafeties of minor shootings and minor incidents between warlords, because this is something that they got used to. I think these people have a different concept of safety. We, for instance, as UNHCR, even try to dissuade them from return to certain regions which we regard as not safe enough yet. But once these people have decided they want to go, nothing can keep them from going. That's our experience.
Is there a concern that some of these refugees might have ties to the Taliban or Al-Qaeda?
Well, we are, of course, not asking these people about their political beliefs and their political backgrounds. Of course, there might be sympathizers, especially in the south of Pakistan, but many of these people have fled from the Taliban. But what needs to be done now is to give these people a real improve, so that these people see it's better now than it was under the Taliban, so that they see it makes a difference to have a more open, democratic society. And this is something that can't be solved from within Afghanistan. I think this is where the donor community has to take responsibility.
Is the Afghan government screening the people that are returning?
No, not at all. They're welcoming everybody. They have this politics of open arms. They are not worried at all about absorption capacity. They want these people to come back. This is something that they desperately need to rehabilitate and rebuild the country.
Melita Sunic is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. She spoke from Islamabad, Pakistan.